News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's bring in the Minister of State at the Department of Transport now, Hildegard Nocton. Minister, thanks indeed for talking to us. I know you want to talk about the Christmas and New Year road safety appeal. We'll get to that in a moment. But look, I presume you were listening to our conversation there. Do you sort of broadly share that view that maybe this is the way to go going forward with COVID, tweaking the restrictions rather than bringing in kind of widespread lockdown?
Yeah, I think we're in a very different position this year, this Christmas than we were last year, with over 93% of people vaccinated. And we see the impact of that it's having in protecting people. If you do get the virus, you know, you're less likely to be seriously ill with it. And then with the rollout of the booster programme. And I think that, you know, you mentioned the word tweaking. I think if we all tweak our own, behaviour over the next few weeks, that will have an impact by just reducing the number of people we're meeting. Yes, go meet your friends, but do so safely. And we all know how to do that. And I think that we can manage the virus and keep it under control. And I think we're all well trained around that. What we want to do as a government is keep businesses open, ensure that people can go about, I suppose, their daily lives in a slightly more limited way by wearing your mask, keeping your social distancing, washing your hands, doing all the things we know well. And working from home is really important where you can.
Yeah.
And just to plan your week ahead to try and minimise those social interactions. As part of NPHET, we have to listen to the advice, but knowing how we have suppressed this virus over the last 18 months, and we did so really well. And when I say we, I'm talking about people, citizens, who just doubled down in reducing their social contacts. And I think that we can do this. We have to remember, we are in a more positive place than we were this time last year. And sometimes that does get lost with people's, you know, obvious anxiety now coming into the winter period when there are more colds and flus out there. But we all know how we caught a cold and a flu in the past. You know, we're now wearing masks and we know how to do it, so it's just to double down on those measures.
And just finally on this, and look, I know you can't speak for NPHET, but on a personal basis, do you see the merit in looking at things like maybe just giving people a bit of guidance about household visits, about the number sitting at a table in hospitality, about maybe reducing capacity for indoor events if not outdoor event? Do you see the logic in looking at some of those kind of measures?
That may be some of the recommendations. But again, I think people know, deep down, people know what they need to do to stay safe. Again, we've been well trained over the last 18, 20 months. And I think people are naturally doing it now as well, reducing the number of people they're meeting and being safer when they're out and about. So that may be a recommendation, but I don't think it's going to be news to people in relation to how we try and minimise this virus wearing the mask. So it is common sense that I think most people have.
Okay, two quick issues that are relevant to your department. We spoke to SIPTU earlier on the programme. They were calling for a reduction in the numbers going on public transport and passenger capacity. They were saying, given the COVID numbers, it's necessary to protect both staff and the public. Is that something the government will be listening to?
I know Minister Eamon Ryan is going to be meeting with SIPTU next week. I know they wrote to him, I think, last night in relation to this. So I suppose, again, the advice remains for people, you know, not to travel into work or take public transport or to work from home where possible. And we have seen a reduction in people commuting, particularly in our rail services. But I know Minister Ryan is listening to SIPTU and will be meeting them next week to discuss this, making sure that we can keep, I suppose, staff and workers as safe as possible. And the National Transport Authority is working with, you know, transport operators in relation
It does seem a bit mad to have people rammed onto trains and buses at a time when the virus seems to be everywhere in society.
And that's why the advice is for people to work from home. You shouldn't be commuting into work. You should be staying at home if you can at all avoid it. And we have seen, particularly now in Irish rail services, they've been particularly impacted because most office-based workers aren't commuting any longer. But look, I think it's important that Minister Ryan meets with SIPTU and listens to their concerns. And this is what we are doing as a government now. This virus does change. So we need to be, I suppose, listening to their concerns and making sure that all the protocols are implemented and that people are trying to stay at home as much as possible.
Briefly, Minister, on that truck workers' dispute or protest yesterday. Huge traffic disruption in Dublin. I saw some criticism in the papers. Say one new father complaining about them beeping horns outside Holles Street Hospital. Was this the right approach? Is there something the government can do for them?
Well, government are, and I myself in the Department of Transport, I meet with the Irish Road Haulage Association and the Freight Transport Association of Ireland on a regular basis. This is the haulage sector. I'll be meeting with them next week. I know the concerns, and the IRHA and the FTAI have raised this in relation to the increase in fuel prices, and suppose we all see it at the pumps. So there's a number of measures that we have put in place. I'm not saying that this is the end of the story, but the diesel rebate scheme is in place. That's a partial excise refund when the price of diesel goes above a certain point. And also, if you're a business that's registered for VAT, you can have that VAT deducted for road diesel and other motoring costs. But it's important now that, and this is a global, the spike in fuel is a global issue. It's mainly as a result of the recovery from the pandemic. There's other issues around the cost of raw materials, exchange rates, things that are outside of our control. But there may be certain areas that we can look at. And I know that Minister Ryan is engaging with government, the Minister for Finance, around issues. And I will continue to work with the IRHA and the FTAI and that
more
sector
to follow,
see what we can do to support them. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Now, just before you go, you do want to talk about the Road Safety Authority, Garda Síochána, today launching the 2021 Christmas and New Year Road Safety Appeal. Very, very important. What's the message?
So today I'm meeting with the Road Safety Authority and on Garda Síochána. We're launching a drink driving road safety appeal. This comes into the new year and the Christmas period. And just to give the very stark figures that over the last 5 years, 83 people lost their lives on our roads just over this period, and over 700 people were seriously injured. So this is just a reminder to drivers, if you're going out over this Christmas period and the new year, have a designated driver, organise, plan your trip home so that you're getting a taxi or a hackney and you're not getting behind the wheel of a car after drinking. And just again, the reminder around the morning after, this is a very dangerous time where people might think that they're not over the limit, but they are. One in four drivers admit to driving over the limit the morning after. And also just last week or 2 weeks ago, I launched the Coca-Cola designated driver campaign, where Coca-Cola are offering a designated driver on a night out, free soft drinks, and also free parking in cities like Dublin, Cork and Galway and Belfast. So we're just reminding people to look, please be cautious this Christmas. The statistics are very clear over the last number of years of people being seriously injured or dying on our roads. And we want to have a nice Christmas and make sure that we're all looking after ourselves. And there are really stark statistics there around the dangerous times on our roads between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. That's highlighted as the highest risk for fatal crashes. But really, do not be tempted to drink and drive this Christmas and New Year period.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to us, Minister of State in the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton.